Last week we were in Luke's Gospel, chapter 4, when Jesus proclaimed to be the Messiah. And the people at his home church were so mad at him, they even chased him out of the church when he said that and was going to throw him over the cliff. Well, later on in that chapter, Jesus cast out a demon. Jesus healed so many people. And then he went on to preach. And we'll pick up the message in Luke's Gospel, chapter 5, verses 1 through 11, when Jesus called the first disciples. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. One day, as Jesus was preaching on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, crowds pressed in on him to listen to the Word of God. He noticed two empty boats at the water's edge, where the fishermen had left them and they were washing their nets. Stepping into one of the boats, Jesus asked Simon, its owner, to push it out into the water. So he sat in the boats and taught the crowds from there. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, Red Letter Edition attributes these words to Jesus, Now, go out words deeper and let down your nets, and you will catch many fish. Master, Simon replied, we worked hard all last night and didn't catch a thing. But if you say so, we'll try again. And at this time their nets were so full and began to tear. A shout for help brought their partners' boats out into the lake, and soon all the boats were filled with fish and on the verge of sinking. When Simon Peter realized what had happened, he fell to his knees before Jesus, and he said, Oh, Lord, please leave me. I'm too much of a sinner to be around you. For he was awestruck by the size of their catch and where others were with him. His partners, James and John, the son of Zebedee, were amazed. Jesus replied to Simon, Don't be afraid. From now on, you'll be fishing for people. And as soon as they landed, they left everything and followed Jesus. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. I entitled my message this week, Deep Water. I think all of us, or I shouldn't say all of us, I think most of us at one time or another, were in a swimming pool where the one end of the pool was deep and the other end was, you know, just kind of shallow. We could walk around on it. But when you get to the deep end, it gets to be a challenge because your little toes don't hit the bottom and it kind of is, leaves you unsettled. But going deep is not something most people feel comfortable doing. But the process of going deep captures the essence of both psychoanalysis and spiritual meditation and knowledge of self and knowledge of God and truth. And you can't hover over the surface of things and expect to be rewarded with either encounter or insight. So think it this way. You research a paper when you're in school, and you have to go deep, or what they call exegesis, which I never quite understood. I always thought they took, you got to take this little paragraph here and get the Jesus out of it. But it's interesting. But you got to go deep into the inquiry of your subject, or you'll end up with 20 pages of introduction. If you don't allow yourself to go deep in relationships, you may have many acquaintances, but you will have few true friends. And doubtful, a true partner. So if you don't allow yourself to go deep in anything that interests you, you'll never truly become immersed in the joy of that activity. It doesn't matter if it's music or sports or dance or chess or any other hobby. Going deep allows you to truly embrace the experience, to embody it as your own, and make it part of who you are, your core identity. So think about how you introduce yourself. Most people, at least in their working years, introduce themselves according to their profession or career. Why? Because they've gone deep into what they do. And what they do for a living is more than just a job. It's a calling. It becomes a significant part of their core identity. If you don't like your job so much, you may introduce yourself differently. But maybe your core identity lies in the being a partner or a soccer coach or a member or a church member. Well, the ways you are willing to go deep will also define you. In the scriptures, both the Hebrew scriptures, what we call the Old Testament, and the Christian scriptures, we find multiple metaphors for going deep. And if you think about it, the travail through the Red Sea to escape the Egyptians, the slosh through the Jordan to reach the Promised Land, the journey through the waters on the Ark to be a new beginning, Jonah's deep sea adventure in the belly of a fish or a whale before doing God's will, Jesus' encounter with a Samaritan woman at the waters of Jacob's well. Did you know she was the very first evangelist? A woman evangelist. Anyhow, I digress. Jacob's wrestling with God before he could cross the river to reunite Esau, and Jesus' own baptism as well as ours. And there's many, many more. In fact, today's scriptures continues on that theme. Jesus standing by the side of the gate to Sea of Galilee, or it's really called Lake Gennesaret. The crowd was growing so large, Jesus barely had placed the stand. There were so many people. There were two boats sitting by the lake. Jesus boarded one of Simon Peter's boats and spoke to the crowd from the water. You remember in the scripture, he said, "Okay, Simon Peter, push me out so I can talk to the people." Well, now comes the interesting part. After he had taught them, he turned to Simon Peter and told him, "Row out further into the deep water and drop your nets for a catch." Now that's an interesting metaphor. Large crowd, large catch. You see, Jesus' teaching and message to the crowd, going deeper into discipleship for the few. I always liked to call Jesus the master of the teachable moment. And he surely was and he surely is. Thank God for the written word of God. He never just tells the disciples anything. He always shows them in some way. And this day was no different. When the disciples dropped their nets into the deep water, the catch was so huge that their nets were splitting. Now here's the punchline that Jesus had get to them. "Okay, guys, from now on, you're going to be fishing for people." In other words, the only way you're going to do the kind of ministry that will be abundant for my mission is to first go deep. It's not enough to be a good networker, so to speak, play on words there. It's not enough to be a good fisherman. It's not even enough to have a sturdy boat. The only way you're going to be successful is to first go deep, in the presence and the power of Jesus. You can't have a close relationship with someone if you don't allow yourself to go deep and dive into that place of intimacy and authenticity with someone that you're having a close relationship, because it requires that. You can't reach audiences as a singer or a songwriter if you first can't allow yourself to go deep into that place inside, in which you channel your emotions or even your pain and bring them to the surface in the form of an art. We're blessed to have Travis, our music director, to do exactly that. He not only is a good musician and singer, his heart is in it. And you can't heal your past unless you're willing to go deep. Examine the hurts face to face that are haunting your spirit. You know the devil loves to haunt you. But you can just do what Jesus said. "Get thee behind me, Satan." And you can't be an effective disciple unless you allow yourself to go deep into the relationship with God and your relationship with Jesus. Wow. We avoid going deep sometimes, you know, because going deep demands something from us, our energy or vulnerability. It requires us to open ourselves up to God and all of our sin and pain. It requires us not only to look at ourselves in ways that are honest and true, but to show ourselves to God. Even when the parts of us we'd rather hide. But you can't hide from God. So to be a true disciple of Jesus, we need to reveal ourselves completely and go all in. Uncomfortable at times? You betcha it is. Scary? Ha ha, it sure can be. But what does Jesus say to them before he tells them what they'll be doing from now on? Don't be afraid. You look all the way through the scriptures when God is approached or God is ministering to people from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. It's don't be afraid. There's a reason. Jesus starts his sentence with those exact words. Don't be afraid. Now, Jesus knows how hard it is to follow him, to take up his mission as ours. He knows how demanding and grueling true discipleship can be. Those days of no success, you know, how many times you shared the gospel with somebody and you never really had anybody but maybe one to make a decision for Christ. Those times when waves are rough and the sky is dark, the times when the boat sports a hole in it or even a net tears. But he also knows that going deep will result in a vast harvest for God and a huge win for the mission of Jesus Christ to the world. Those people on the shore are listening to Jesus that they were hungry, hungry for good news, for insight, and more importantly, for hope. You know, it's hard to go through life being hopeless. It really and truly is. But when you accept Christ in your life, the blessed hope comes in, and you have hope. It might not always be easy, but you'll always have hope knowing there's something much better ahead. So learning how to be a disciple, going from listening to being a follower, they would need to help going deep. We all need help to go deep. It's no wonder the sign for Jesus the Christ was the fish. You know, we did those chrismons at Christmas time, and one of the signs for Jesus was the fish. The sign of the fish in early Christian gatherings signaled the presence of the disciples, not just gathering of the curious or the interested, but those who would risk their lives for the sake of the gospel and those who would be devoted to bringing others home to Jesus. They would be brave. They would be daring. They would be the fishers of people. Some translations say fishers of men. Well, you know, to be politically correct, you got to say fishers of people, because you men are both male and female, so you don't want to put somebody out. Sometimes the political correctness language makes more sense, but anyhow, the ones with the heart and the courage, not just to go out, but to go deep. Now, today is Holy Communion Sunday, and we invite you to go deep with Jesus, to come to the table, whether it's the altar table in the church or your own table where you set up your own Holy Communion, and get your table set up and be ready to immerse yourself in the body and the blood of Christ, the Savior of the world, and say yes to his call and go deep in a relationship with him, to say yes to his command, to wade into the waters of the world in order to save the floundering and the lost. Boy, there's a lot of them out there, and we need all the help we can get being followers of Christ. And I pray that you're a follower of Christ, and you will reach out to the floundering and the lost. It only takes a few to rescue many. And then when you get up from the communion table and you say, oh, thank you, Lord, for the forgiveness of my sin. Give me the grace I need to help you further your mission here on this earth, that we make disciples for other disciples to make disciples. Well, I hope and pray you have a good day. It's a joy to be able to bring you these online messages, and it's also a joy to see you in person in church. So I hope and pray you have a good day.